This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. No doubt about it, state of the future, and a lot of things coming up. We'll be discussing, of course, all the things that are happening with New California, especially grievance number, are you ready for the 74? Are you kidding me? Grievance 74. We're just pumping them out. will it ever end? It ends at 95, the 95 grievances. Yes, 95. Don't you think that's a nice round number, 95? Somebody else had 95-something. I can't remember what that was all about. Anyway, we've got a lot of things happening on the national scene and, of course, the local scenes as well. We're going to be talking about Oregon. Oregon's having a big protest up there tomorrow against what? Cap and trade, the carbon credit scheme and scam. We talked about this yesterday with Chris Street. Remember, it was our own Chris Street and Katie Grimes. What they did is they went into... Are you ready for this? They went into the very first trading, I guess. They tried to get in anyway, to the trading floor, the trading area, in which the very first carbon credit exchange opened up in Sacramento, California. By the way, Sacramento, California is supposed to be the worldwide center for trading all carbon credits. A lot of people don't understand that whole scheme, and we tried to explain it yesterday. We got a post up on Agenda 21 Radio kind of explaining this whole carbon credit scam, and that's exactly what it is. They're taxing air. That's basically what it comes down to. And when they tax air, what happens is that they are able to push out businesses. That's really what it comes down to. Because businesses, they leave these big carbon footprints, right? And all the things that businesses do, and it's that carbon footprint we're trying to erase. So it becomes a scam, totally a scam. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. Of course, this big protest, it starts at 6:30 tomorrow morning in Salem, Oregon. And remember, this is about the Republican senators who have left, the state because they don't want to be called into a quorum call in the Senate. And what happened, of course, is Kate Braun, the governor up there, what she decided to do was call out the Oregon State Police to go and arrest them. So anyway, that doesn't look like that's going to happen. The end of the session, by the way, for these folks is the 30th, and that is coming up very quickly, just a couple of days away. So they think that they can stay in another state in hiding and not be brought back in. It's kind of interesting. Some threats have been made and that sort of thing. We've kind of covered the one guy, one of the senators, as he was being told about the situation with the governor calling out the state police to come and arrest him. And there was all these stories about they're going to take him down with handcuffs and manacles and all this other stuff. Well, as it turns out, the guy responds. He says, look, he says, well, governor, if you're going to do that, make sure you send bachelors and make sure they're well armed. Okay, well, you know, it's kind of like then there are fighting words type thing. So it's kind of gone back and forth. My understanding is that there has been communication with the Oregon State Police, with all of these senators, and it seems to be cordial at this point in time. But people are not happy in the great state of Oregon, especially in the rural areas, because they're going to be exploited. And just exactly the same as with the rural areas of California being exploited and the rural areas of New York and so on. This is what they do. This is what the agendists do. This is what the left do. And boy, are they putting up a big fight and struggle. One of the things I want to tell you right now, just as we're talking about some of the states, Georgia, Clint Eastwood will defy Hollywood's boycott of Georgia. Attaboy, Clint. Make my day. Clint Eastwood to film new movie in Georgia despite Hollywood boycott over Heartbeat Bill. And this is what you would expect of Clint Eastwood. Seriously, this is exactly what you would expect of Clint Eastwood. It says, despite the boycott of filming in Georgia launched by Hollywood liberals angry over the state's new pro-life heartbeat law, legendary actor and director Clint Eastwood will be making his latest movie, The Battle of Richard Jewell, in Atlanta this summer, reported NBC Charlotte and other media. Clint Eastwood will perform new film in Georgia despite abortion bill boycott, tweeted NBC Charlotte on June 25th. The movie is about Richard Jewell, a police officer and security guard who discovered a bomb at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia, and saved countless lives. Jewell was initially hailed as a hero and then was viewed as a suspect, which I found very interesting. I was actually supposed to be in that very place where that bomb went off that night, myself personally, just to let you know. There's a story behind that, of course. The liberal media criticized Jewell relentlessly and essentially practiced trial by media. Eventually, however, Jewell was completely exonerated, and the real bomber, Eric Rudolph, was captured. Jewell sued NBC, CNN, and the New York Post for libel and won large settlements. His lawyer, L. Lynn Wood, is the same lawyer now representing the Covington, Catholic kids, Nicholas Sandman, in defamation lawsuits against CNN and the Washington Post. I hate it when this happens, don't you? The heartbeat bill in Georgia prohibits abortion once a baby's heartbeat starts, which is usually 6 weeks into pregnancy. The bill, signed into law in May, allows exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in serious risk. You know, this Roe decision is coming up. You're going to see something happen in the courts. There's no question about it. One of the lead Hollywood activists to protest the new law is Alyssa Milano. And she helped organize the boycott of the Peach State. In a letter to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Milano, joined by 40-plus other actors and Hollywood activists, wrote, "As actors, our work often brings us to Georgia. We've always found your state to be populated with friendly and caring people. But if you're not going to give us abortions, Basically, that's what it comes down to. And she's threatening him through the whole letter. It says, "We've been glad to bring billions of dollars in revenue to support Georgia's schools, parks, and communities. But we cannot in good conscience continue to recommend our industry remain in Georgia if HB 481, heartbeat bill, becomes law. We will do everything within our power to move our industry to a safer state for women if HB 481 becomes law. You have a choice, gentlemen. We pray. We pray." How about you pray for unborn babies? How about that one? The letter was signed by many Hollywood personalities, including Alec Baldwin, Billy Baldwin, David Arquette, John Cheadle, John Cryer, Laura Dern, Lena Dunham, Mia Farrow, Ashley Judge. Yeah, there's a top flight actress, Mia Farrow. Zoe Kravitz, Brie Larson, Eva Longoria, and many more. Rosie O'Donnell, Patton Oswalt, Sean Penn, Natalie Portman, Emma Roberts, Mark Ruffalo, Amy Schumer, and Ben Stiller. And, you know, is anybody really watching movies made by these people? I mean, really? Seriously? I just thought I'd give you all those names. Olivia Wilde, John Hamm, Sam Rockwell. Oh, these people are going to work on them. Katie Bates? Anyway, we'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Love Clint Eastwood. I mean, really, he's taken this whole Georgia thing pretty serious. He's not backing away from anything. Describes himself as a libertarian. Listen to this. Some of the more famous films that he has made include The Outlaw Josie Wales, which I love, High Plains Drifter, The Iger Sanction. Great movie. If you like, you know, mountain climbing, rock climbing, Dirty Harry series, Escape from Alcatraz, Heartbreak Ridge, Unforgiven, Mystic River, Million Dollar Baby, Letters from Iwo Jima, Sully, American Sniper, Gran Torino, which, by the way, I watched Gran Torino last night. Again, I think that's just a fantastic movie, by the way. I think that may be one of his best movies. I think I really do. I think that may be I rate right up there with Josie Wales, the Dirty Harry series. Right, it's got to be right up there with them. That's just me because you know I've worked with the Hmong and Mien populations before, so it's very very much appreciated. And the mule. That's his most recent one, and that's about drug trafficking. Clint Eastwood describes himself as a libertarian. He endorsed Republican Mitt Romney in the 2012 presidential election. He also gave a speech at the 2012 Republican National Convention where he mocked an empty chair that represented President Barack Obama. Remember that? I think that was one of the most classic things to have happened. That's just me. Says CNS new anyway. This is a whole bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of other things on this. So that's coming out of CNS News. That Clint Eastwood ain't having nothing to do with that boycott. He's got a movie to make. He's going to make it in Georgia, and you would think that he would, of course. He would step up and support something like that. So anyway, okay, we got another little special treat that we're going to play for you. We have been following kind of, you know, on the periphery, this whole thing with Ebola, the Ebola virus that's running around out there, and all the things that go along with it. It's becoming quite a problem worldwide, and it's one of these big secrets. Now, we brought this up, gosh, must have been last week sometime, maybe 2 weeks ago, when we're talking about the caravanning coming across the border, and you have a lot of people that have been exposed to Ebola, right? And some quarantine areas at the border and along, not only in Mexico, the Mexico side, but also on our side, in which people have been quarantined and watched to see what is going on with Ebola. Okay, now Ebola 101. This is part of it, but I'm going to give you. This is from Florida Marquee. I think it's very poignant that we have this because this is the concern that a lot of us have had, and we've been following this with all the border crossings and all this stuff. With all the diseases, all the cramped areas. By the way, this is all being orchestrated. All this stuff that you're hearing about right now with the Democrats are going to try and do something. They're going to run a bill today. They're going to, you know, get it to the House or get it to the Senate. And it's supposed to bring more money to help. Of course, it's more restrictive and make the matters much worse. This is exactly the ploy that they want. We passed a bill to as Donald Trump wanted. And, of course, the bill's a car. I almost said something really inappropriate. Anyway, so the bottom line to it is that this whole thing in is now starting to move around in, and this is inside information pretty much. The Florida Marquee puts out some really, really good intelligence stuff. Some people say he's a sort of a plant, but some of his stuff is very, very sound. And I don't use a lot of it, but I use it. And I'm planning to play this little segment here so that you understand what is going on with the hiding factor. People are hiding the Ebola issue. Now, Ebola is a very, very deadly virus. One in three people will survive it if they get it. That's pretty high mortality. It's got about a maximum 21-day incubation period from the time you've been exposed to it to the time that you start to show symptoms. Sometimes the symptoms show earlier than that. Symptoms look a lot like the flu, a bad flu to begin with, and then, of course, it migrates into a much more serious situation. Incredibly deadly. That's why there's so many things that they try to do to prevent the exposure of it. So here we go. Florida Marquee, hot zone alert, virus carrier arrives in southern city. Now, this is in Africa, so don't get your dander up, but this is in Africa that we're talking about here with the Florida Marquee.
Irish Times, and I needed to get it to you guys before they take it down. I will get the link to the exact story in the first pinned comment. For this particular video, we are just going to have to put all the YouTube bullshit aside because this is way too important to mess around with monetization or any of that crap. They just admitted something, and it's something that has to do with the early stages of this investigation. Back about a month ago when we were talking about all of the different warnings coming from the WHO and the CDC about this outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, they were deathly afraid of the outbreak getting to this city called Goma. I'm going to zoom in on it here. It's right here on the northern part of this lake. It's a apparently a trade post. It's a crossroads. They said if it got here, they would pretty much lose control of it. Well, Goma is already quarantining people at this point right now. It's being reported. And that they're saying now it's not a matter of if it gets there, but when. Now, real quick, let's just go up here. Allegedly, it started, well, allegedly back in 2017, it started way, way, way over here on the western side of this country at a place called Mbandaka here. And these were all the stories from 2017, 2018, the one about the guy that, or the whoever broke out, the patient that broke out went to pray with the 50 people and then infected everybody. Well, that was here. So that was 18. This year, all of the reporting has been from this side, over 1,000 miles away. This little place called, of course, the infamous Catholic parish of Mangina. This is where this all started, right here. And it has moved south, first to this place called Beni, and then down to, eventually, Butembo, which is here. Now, this is what they've said. They have now seen it cross the border to the east into Uganda. But down here, there was this city they were deathly afraid of it getting to. It's on the border of Rwanda. It's called Goma. And let me read you that article now. This is from the Irish Times. This was 7 hours ago. City of Goma braces itself for Ebola outbreak. At least 1,365 people have died. Actually, that number's up to 1,400 now. It's actually 1,440 have died since the Ebola outbreak began last August. But down here, I want to show you what they have revealed. And this should, if you haven't listened to me about preparing for this yet, this should make you do it. All right, I'm just going to read here about this young man that's in the hospital in Goma. He emerges surrounded by the orange fencing, you know, of course, the snow fencing that makes, you know, magical protection from Ebola, delineating an isolation area. The man stops to check his phone before a woman in full protective outfit, including a mask, goggles, and white Wellington boots, ushers him towards an examination room. The doctor greeting the man sits behind glass. Sits behind glass. I Genist, in a hazardous materials suit, disinfects the ambulance with a chlorine spray as the man nervously takes in his new reality for the next 2 days while he undergoes tests for Ebola. He'll be kept 3 feet away from anyone not wearing protection. After that, he will find out if he has been infected with a virus that only one-third of the victims survive. Okay, so the second largest outbreak here. There are no confirmed cases of Ebola in Goma yet. Some medics feel it is a matter of time, given the busy routes from the north. An average of 4 people a day are now quarantined in the city for displaying Ebola symptoms. Now, here's the reveal. Goma's Ebola Treatment Center has been open since February, before which the space was used for cholera patients. There are only 22 beds, 12 for suspected cases, while the other 10 for confirmed lie empty. The space is just 600 square meters. Those of you who are good at math, pay attention here. Though a new center, a new Ebola treatment center, which will be more than 16 times its size, is under construction. 16 times 600 square meters. Now, to put this into perspective for Americans, I've done the math. 600 square meters is 6,458 square feet. The new Ebola treatment center they think they're going to need is 16 times that size. That would make it 103,328 square feet. Guys, do you know how big that is? That's an entire Manhattan City block. An eighth of a mile square. And this is in this little tiny town called Goma in Africa. Why would they need 100,000 square feet for an Ebola treatment center in some tiny little backwater in Africa if this was under control? I mean, Goma is not even in the top 50 biggest cities in Africa. But in this little tiny town, they are building a treatment center, an Ebola treatment center, 100,000 square feet. If that doesn't pretty much put the icing on the cake, I don't know what will. This is out of control. It is everywhere. It is in multiple nations. They are trying to do damage control as far as economies go. Anything you see about this where they're trying to downplay it, that's all they're doing. They have not explained how it got from Mbandaka over here to the eastern side. And to give you an idea of how big this country is, if right here on the eastern side, if this area, this Goma, was, let's say the East Coast, was Washington, D.C., this Mbandaka would be Lake Michigan. That's how far away these two are. And somehow a non-airborne virus made its way through all of this jungle. I mean, the Congo jungle, to here in a year. And as far as that 1,440 dead number, it's right here. June 19, 2019. This is face2faceafrica.com. 1,440 dead. It took 7 months to get to the first 1,000 cases, 2 months to get to the next 1,000. And the last time I reported numbers, the numbers were like 1,200. And that was only a week or two ago. And finally, and I mean, I don't normally quote the New York Times, but this is an opinion piece. And they're basically saying time is running out to stop this. There is no way this is not. I'm going to call it right here, and you can call me on it. This next election coming up, the questions are going to be about this. They're not going to be about the economy. They're not going to be about the border. Well, they might be in the border in the extent is, how are we going to seal up our country from this? how are we going to stop people from coming here? And what is your plan to, if you were president, to stop Ebola? That's going to be the subject of the debates. Not regime change wars, not the economy, nothing. Because it's too, I think at this point, it's laughable, the idea of our government being honest enough and coordinated enough to work together to keep us safe. We're going to have to keep ourselves safe. And we're going to have to put politics and all that stuff on the back burner. The big four: gloves, masks, and 95 respirators. They're not that expensive. As much hand sanitizer as you can possibly get. I have 9-gallon bottles sitting 2 feet from me. And stay out of public places as much as you possibly can. No Uber, no Lyft, no taxis, no buses, no trains, no airports, no theme parks, shopping malls. If you've got to go out, make it only for the essentials and see if you can get together with your neighbors. Make one run for the month. Seriously, it is that serious right now.
Okay, well, that's the Florida Marquee. Thought I'd share that with you about Ebola. There's another one, too. I think it's very, very important to understand what this one's about. This is National Geographic. It's going to give you sort of a slight little intro to what Ebola is about. So this is just a few minutes, but it'll give you, you know, it's Ebola 101 from the National Geographic. And quite frankly, I've seen these clips, these kind of clips before. I have not seen this one, but it comes highly recommended. So I'm going to play it right now if it's something other than what it supports. It's a National Geographic video, so it should be good. Here we go.
Blood clots begin to form. Internal organs begin to fail. And in a matter of days, the body hemorrhages and dies. Terrors, all caused by a nightmare, come to life. Ebola is a rare but extremely dangerous disease. It's classified as one of the most lethal diseases on the planet, with a fatality rate of up to 90%. Ebola is caused by 6 species of virus, with 4 known to cause sickness in humans, and each is named after the locations of their outbreaks. The first known species was Zaire Ebola virus, discovered in 1976 near Zaire's Ebola River, a river fated to become the namesake of all Ebola viruses. Like all viruses, Ebola viruses infect and feed off of their hosts, starting on a microscopic level. The viruses, which are string-like structures, contain genetic information in the form of ribonucleic acid, or RNA. Encasing the RNA are layers of proteins. The proteins on the outermost layer are highly versatile, capable of changing shape and binding to different types of cells within a host. When binding occurs, the Ebola virus fuses with a host cell, allowing the virus's RNA to infiltrate the cell and replicate the virus from within. This infection quickly spreads to countless cells throughout the body, resulting in some of the most terrifying symptoms known to man. Within 8 to 10 days, those infected by the Ebola virus may experience symptoms drastically ranging in severity. From fevers, to diarrhea and vomiting, to internal and external bleeding, often from the eyes. While outbreaks have been caused by multiple species of Ebola virus, the strain with the highest fatality rate was the first to be discovered, Zaire Ebola virus. In 2014, it caused the most severe outbreak in history, sweeping through Western Africa and resulting in over 11,000 deaths, more than all earlier Ebola outbreaks put together. At this point, no cure for Ebola exists. Plus, the communities most likely to be affected do not have sufficient access to healthcare. In the meantime, international efforts are being made to develop and test vaccines that could potentially stop the disease once and for all.
Okay, so that kind of gives you an idea. It's a typical virus and viral behavior, and you know, give you the, I don't want to give you the biology behind it right now, but it infects a host. It has ribonucleic acid, not DNA, and it uses its ribonucleic acid to make proteins from the host cell, and then it spreads from cell to cell to cell, destroying the cells and, of course, destroying the tissues, and the progression just gets worse. The big fear, though, and I bring this up, and we threw it at you today because, gosh, we have a lot of people coming across the border in caravans. They're not being sufficiently checked out. You have people that are doing the placating thing, such as what we heard that you may recall this, that we played that clip from, I think it was Alex Jones, InfoWars, that they were talking about El Paso and the illegal immigrants that were coming in from all over the place, even up through the sewer manhole covers. We played that. But one of the key things was is that the reporter was asking the city, one of the city officials, apparently the doctor in charge of the health services, about why are they bringing these people in? And some of these are people that are coming in are Somalis and also from other African nations, and that there's great concern about Ebola outbreaks, and are these people coming in? And the doctor kept on saying, well, these people walk 6 months. They clearly are well beyond, you know, beyond the scope of having, you know, the 21-day exposure and so on, giving us all kinds of reassurances. The bottom line, though, is that they have buses, and a lot of those people, by George Soros and others, have been bussed up, B-U-S-E-D, the entire distance from in Mexico. Not very comforting to think, well, that was only a 2 or 3 day trip, and if they're in the window of the 21-day incubation period, and they're in this country now, then we got problems. And I think he's right. What's going to be debated is how do we protect ourselves from Ebola in the presidential elections.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, you know, the question is, I really believe, is it going to be Ebola? We're going to be talking about Ebola in the 2020 election in diseases. And, you know, if that's the case, then there is no good, there's not going to be any Democratic Party left. I mean, they're going to be responsible for the demise of this country, for a disease that's going to plague the Western Hemisphere. It's not just this country. I mean, diseases are, you know, pretty fungible, kind of like money, you know. They can move very, very quickly, and these diseases cannot be stopped. There is nothing to cure Ebola. I know we had a similar situation going on with AIDS back in the day, in the 80s. Nobody knew what AIDS was all about. HIV, you know, then they started, you know, literally it was called acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, and no one knew how to react to it. And as a health educator, which I was an anatomy physiology instructor and chemistry and all that other stuff, and or biologist and many hats, but by law, I was sent to Loma Linda University for medical training on how to deal with the AIDS epidemic. And that's one of the ways in which, you know, California stood up. I thought it was actually very appropriate the state of California made everybody do that because everybody wanted to learn about, you know, what is the next thing with AIDS, because it was such a dark pattern, if you will, that was encroaching. And interestingly enough, you know, everybody on the right kept on saying, well, AIDS is because you're gay and it's only gay people that are getting AIDS. And initially that was the case. AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, as it was known then, it was not known as HIV, and that's why people still say HIV/AIDS, because they didn't know what it was. They had no idea what it was. They just knew that you had a disease that was the scourge, if you will, of humanity, a scourge of the gay population. It was wiping out gays all over the place, and nobody knew what that was about. It was isolated originally to the gay community. And there's a whole story behind that, and I don't want to get into that right now. But anyway, but people who knew anything about biology and knew about cellular physiology, knew about how diseases are spread, knew it wasn't just going to stay in the homosexual population. It was going to certainly break out into the heterosexual population sooner or later. We knew it was transmitted by sexual contact. We knew that. It wasn't an airborne virus or anything like that, but from, you know, years and years of watching people die and not really understanding what they were dying from. You know, gosh, these people get Kaposi's sarcoma and stuff like that on their skins. And you go, what is that? People die of miserable deaths. But eventually it broke out into the heterosexual population. And everybody said, oh, well, you mean it's not a gay disease? No, disease does not work that way. And that's, I'm bringing that up because disease is, you know, when you mention disease, people think it doesn't get to you. And in fact, the reality check, it does. And viruses in particular, most people get viruses through their eyes. Yeah, through your eyes and through your nose. That's the way most people get them. People don't realize that. You know, I'll tell you a classic example, working up in the high desert of Southern California. It was like every year when the season would change, when the season would shift and it would get into springtime, kids would come to school with pink eye. There'd be pink eye everywhere. We'd send kids home. And again, classic example of how viruses spreading through what it's called droplet nuclei, moisture from other people in the air. It becomes airborne, almost like atomized air, or, you know, like you take an atomizer and you squirt stuff out. It gets in your eyes, and pretty soon the virus breaks out. It replicates itself, and boom, there you go. And pink eye is a classic example of that, spreading through the eyes. But then the flus, the influenza. So anyway, but getting back to the HIV thing, once we knew what it was, we isolated it, and we knew what type of virus it was, and the variety of virus it was, then it was very, then all of a sudden, trying to find a cure became a real probability. And the case with Ebola, we're not there yet, which I find surprised. I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked. But, you know, the bottom line is that it's here. It's here. And it's a matter of time before it really starts to spread in big patterns. And that's the biggest fear, I think. That's what I think is ultimately, I agree with him. I think that that's going to be one of the drivers that's going to be in the 2020 election coming up. How do we stop this kind of a disease in this country after it's been brought to us by the Democrats? I mean, literally. I mean, this whole thing has been an orchestrated attempt to destabilize our country through demographic shifting, eliminating such things as the assimilation process. That's why, you know, freedom from invasion, we don't have. We don't have freedom from invasion any longer in this country. We're just being openly invaded. Is Donald Trump correct to gather up the usual suspects and send them out of this country? Absolutely. Have the Democrats changed anything about their little parade that they're doing to keep the borders wide open? No. Have they come up with a certain type of ploy? Yes. And they think that that's okay. Will it depopulate the planet? I don't know. It's the first step, I guess. If you're looking into the Agenda 21 issue, right? If you're looking into the Agenda 21 issue. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up. Gosh, the break again. Unbelievable. Time is flying, and so are we. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be coming up to in the second hour. A lot of stuff going on. We're going to be talking about that whole situation up there in Oregon. A lot of things happening there. Oregon Republicans remain in undisclosed location as Senate leader declares climate bill is dead. Aha. Uh-huh. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to go to our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we've got many things coming up. We're going to be talking about the Oregon State issue and what's happening there. Whether or not they've killed that climate change bill, I don't know. Is it a ploy to get them back in the last couple of days of the session up there in Salem, Oregon, or what? You know, or what? And, you know, the thing is that they're getting a lot of pushback on that climate change bill. And, again, one of the reasons why people want that bill to pass through there and develop their own and establish their own trading scheme for carbon credits, what is that for? Where is that from? That's coming from the California state legislatures. Yet the legislators down here want that bill passed so that why they can buy up cheap carbon credits, come down and sell them on the market here in Sacramento, and make billions of dollars, they think. That's their plan. That is their plan. The California state legislature wanting the Oregon state legislature to follow suit. I mean, my gosh, they've got a Democrat party similar in terms of the California in that they've got a monoparty system, but they don't have a complete supermajority in each of the House, the Senate, and the houses, and the Senate, and also the Assembly. So that's a problem, and of course that's the problem that's developed here. The people are smarter than they, you know, the people are smarter than those legislators think. They're finally fed up. They've seen what this cap and trade, this carbon trading system has done to California business. It's destroyed California. Look at all the disease centers now that California has. Thinking about Ebola, right? Defecating in the street. Are we just being set up for disease? I've been saying this for a long time. The thing that really got me was, of course, the business in downtown San Francisco. When the guy says, do you know how many times I have to clean my carpets? Because my employees walk through the poop on the streets and it makes a foul smell and odor and it can spread disease in my carpets. Yeah, just walking around the streets of San Francisco. We're being set up. In cities like San Francisco and Sacramento and Los Angeles, now with nearly 70,000 plus people homeless in the streets of Los Angeles, we're setting ourselves up for a disease center. And of course, now with all these, you can you see the potential here? Just look at the potential. It's devastating. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, MyPillow pass promo code is Agenda, 800-266-4715. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.